Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio. Oh my God, it feels so good to be back. It feels so good to be back. I am back on Blog TV, so people can see me streaming live. I am back on Blog Talk Radio. Me and Dahlia, we're about to tear up some shit tonight. I got hella shit to talk about. Man, oh my God, let me bring her in, and then we're going to play some music, and we're just going to be off the fucking chain tonight. We got 2 hours to do whatever the fuck it is we want to do, and we are going to ride the motherfucking chocolate wave to the motherfucking chocolate fades the fuck out. Hey, Mommy.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You've been so busy.
I bet you are.
Yeah. About that.
You know what? I'm so done with you. Like, I have gone 2 weeks without any dick, right? And you are texting me, telling me about what the fuck you got, and I'm jealous. Like, who does that? How could you do that to me?
I'm sorry. Well, okay, first of all, you always be talking about, oh, yeah, me and this person, me and that person, or you'll hit me up and be like, oh, my God, I just squirted, or, you know, and I'll be like, Oh, I'm sitting here rocking the baby, you know. So last night I got me some, and you know.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, we couldn't go like all the fuck out.
I'm about to get ghetto on your ass. I have a bottle of Pearl Red Berry Vodka, and you're about to drive me to drink. That's what you're about to do. You are about to drive me to drink. But before you drive me to drink, I think, you know what? I'm going to dedicate this to you, this song right here. I'm going to dedicate this to you and Mo.
Okay.
Nasty ass fuckers.
Yeah. CJSmalls.com.
Did you enjoy that, honey? Cause
I did.
You made a movie without making a movie, you little nasty ass co-host. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. Girl, yeah, we could not even go like all out because his mom was down here visiting and whatnot for Mother's Day. But
y'all fucking, y'all got a kid.
Yeah, but that's still awkward. She don't need to hear that.
Man, shit. Let my mama come to my crib. I'm getting some dick. She can hear me all she wants to. And
well, that's his mama, not my mama. So he don't want his mama to hear him fucking. And I totally understand that.
Wow.
Although I'm sure she heard something, but, you know.
No comment.
But yeah, she's gone now, so tonight.
Can I get a clip?
Yeah.
That's all. Can I just get a clip? Can I just get a clip?
You said what?
Can I just get a clip?
I'm going to have to talk to him about that, because, you know.
Man.
You know.
I have to make my own clip. How about that? I'll just go find somebody and I'll just, you know what I mean, just make a clip. Oh, somebody wants to talk to us. The same area code as you. Last numbers ending in 6167. Hello.
Oh. Hey.
Hi.
This is Kia, Creasy's best friend. I want to talk on the subject too.
Oh,
this
God.
Is my best friend,
oh,
Marquetta.
Lord. Another freak.
My
what
bestie, yes. Let me tell you, this bitch in college, she almost turned me into an alcoholic, Chuck. Alcoholic, everything. Like, one night, we didn't even know how we got home, but my car was there, so.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Here's the topic, okay?
Okay.
All right, now. I was on the phone talking to somebody that, you know, I'll be kicking it with or whatever, right?
Sorry, that's my son in the background. I'm feeding him.
Oh, that's fine. Here's a question. And, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people ask this that. Okay, you know how you meet a dude and he's all a fucking or whatever, right? And then
right.
It's just like, okay, if a female came up to you and asked you, you know, what your status was, what would you say?
Like, if me and a dude is just talking, or?
Yeah, it's like, y'all have a little understanding. Like, you're not fucking nobody, he's not fucking nobody. Y'all fucking each other, right?
Yeah.
Someone just told me to ask him last night just to see what the hell he was going to say, right?
Right.
Why does motherfucker say, oh, I would tell people I'm somewhat involved? Bitch, that's like saying, I'm fucking somebody, but if you want some of this dick, you can get it too.
Well, I mean, I'm okay. I put it like this. I'm the type of person, if me and somebody are just talking and, like, it depends on what the understanding is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get jealous if you see me with another nigga. Like, you know what I mean? It just depends what the understanding is. I mean, if y'all dating, you know, to possibly, you know, be in a relationship, then that's something different. But if y'all just fucking on the regular and enjoy spending time with each other, then do what you do. But just know, regardless of what the situation, I'm never going to come second. So.
But see, this is my thing. I am never going to tell a man he's my man. You know what I mean? I'm unspoken bitches. Like, you know, because I don't want to say you're my man and then I see something else and I want to go fuck with them. Then I put a claim on you and then I fucked up. You feel me? So,
yeah, I feel you.
I don't say shit so I can remain a free agent. I'm like, okay, it's like if I tell people I have a friend, most people know that, okay, that's somebody she's fucking and she's dealing with. I can
even
say I'm single. So he didn't quite understand that or whatever. So it was like a debate. And I was like, you know what? I wonder what people think about that. Because my thing personally is like, I mean, I do titles, but I try not to give them out. Because that way, if you tell a motherfucker that that's your man, and you go do something, the first thing he's going to say is, well, you know what? You told me I was your man. And
see,
yeah,
that's why you have to have that understanding, because I mean, I've had friends with benefits, and, like, if he'd be like, oh, are y'all going out or whatever, I'd just say, we fuck around. Like, I'll put it like that. We fuck around. Now, if it's somebody that I'm really feeling and I think, you know, there's, like, feelings involved and shit like that, I'm like, yeah, we talk. We talk. We dating. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, I mean, either way, I'm going to let you know, okay, that's my dick. You can try to fuck with it if you want to, but he ain't going nowhere regardless. And that's, I mean, and in most cases, a lot of females do that. They want to know just to see, you know, what his standings are. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, I don't even know why I asked that question for the simple fact that, you know, I just be on some old other shit. You know what I mean? And
I mean, no, because you're right. Like, it used to be like, I don't know, for some reason now it seems like guys are a little more sensitive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it used to be you can fuck a nigga and it just be that. But now they be calling and, you know, they're the girls in the situation sometimes now. And I be like, are you in your feelings? Like,
see,
you know?
Good pussy and good dick sucking skills will make a motherfucker turn it, will bitchify a dude out.
You're right. You show right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And me personally, I just be on some, I'm just me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just me.
You got your own category.
Yes, and this is what I need for men to stop doing. Okay, if you want to fuck me, please stop reading my blogs and approaching me because you already coming in feeling a certain kind of way. Yes,
yeah, that's true.
I'm going to write, I mean, okay, you know what? I'm not going to write about every incident. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Niggas feelings gonna be hurt. How come you ain't right about us, Chuck?
Some people are still waiting for the axe to drop. My thing is, I write according to my mood. So, like, yesterday, I posted a blog about me fucking my brother's friend in a restaurant bathroom when we were all out to eat. You know what I mean?
Bitch! I have never.
So, you know, it started out as a flirting thing. We fucked in the restaurant bathroom in a handicap style. And then
what? Somebody in a wheelchair was mad as a motherfucker. I gotta use the bathroom.
I was on a mission. Then we all went to the strip club. And then we fucked outside the strip club, right?
What?
Now, mind you, he had a date with him that night. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
You're not thinking about
her. No, wait. Time out. He had a what with him?
Huh?
You say he had a what? A date with him? Girl. That is hilarious.
Yeah, he had a date with him, but you know, hey, I'm that chick, you know.
Look, she like, it's free game.
But he was being nosy. Because at the club that night, my baby dad came and saw me. I was looking good or whatever. And then the next thing you know, he was wanting to fuck. Because I told him that night, yo, I'm the best looking baby mama you got. And that night I had got a new hairdo. I was good. You know what I'm saying? So he texted me.
Yeah.
My brother's friend being nosy, he sees a text message. And then he goes through my phone and he sees some pictures. Naturally, he going to want to, you know what I'm saying? He going to want to get in or whatever. So,
right.
You know. I didn't know that it was going to go down like that because I was liking an old dude and I didn't know that it was going to happen like that, you know?
Right, right.
So then, shit, I was like, I'm going to take control over this situation. So I did what I do. You know what I'm saying? I do what I do.
Yeah.
I went ahead and knocked that motherfucker down. You know, made him just, girl, I made him melt. So, like I said, we're in the bathroom stall, people looking for us, the phone ringing, people come into the bathroom, I'm giving him a head, he backing up because he ain't ready for it. I'm like, yo, this is my dick. I'm controlling everything tonight, motherfucker. This is my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shush, boy.
So, we at the strip club, we doing it. Then my brother and his girl ready to go, and he was like, yo, can you get him a ride? I'm like, okay, sure. But now, we outside fucking, his girl get up on the stage, and all of a sudden, she got turned into a stripper. Shit. He ain't mad. He was like, I'm ready to go. We left her ass. went to an apartment complex that my son just happened to live in, and we was outside, and we fucked until the sun came up. And then, you know, we fucked a little while longer after that. Like, every day, I'm a tease. If I know you want something, I'm going to give you half of what you want. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Go to work, I would meet him and get my protein shake and leave his dick hard. Because my thing is, once I suck your dick, right, I'm going to get back hard and leave you hanging if I'm just teasing you. If it's just, like, you know, some shit like that, that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's what I did, and, you know, he was just like, oh, my God. So this went on for a couple of weeks and stuff like that. And you know me, once the thrill is gone, so am I. So I was I didn't want it anymore. So I wrote a blog about it. And, you know, people are just like, wow, the shit that I do. And I'm not saying that it's right, and I'm not saying that it's wrong, but I feel like this. And I feel like I'm speaking for a lot of women that feel this way. Women, if you see something that you want in a man, and go for it. If you see a dude and you just want to fuck him and keep it moving. If it's meant for you to fuck him again, you will, but you'll fuck him on your terms. You know what I'm saying? Everything needs to be on our terms, because it's been on men's terms for fucking forever. So my thing is, like, if I see you, okay, cool. You look good. Damn.
Right.
I'm going to grab your dick and see what it's like. You know, get it hard. And if it's not worth my time, then I'm not going to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit there and play with you and stroke your ego, knowing your dick is small, and then we fuck, and then I'm not going to be like...
And then be highly disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not going to say, oh, daddy is big, or you're hurting me, or it feels good. I'm just going to like, for real? Are you serious? You know what I mean? So, it's just like, I don't know. I just get around that and everything like that. So, and it's just like, you know, I'm tripping. So, before we get back onto that, I got to tell you this one thing, and you're going to trip out. Okay. My daughter was on Facebook last night, right?
Yes.
And she met this little dude, right? And, he was, like, sending her some pictures and, like, trying to holler at her, everything like that. And what happened was some of the pictures looked kind of bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, he had, like, short fingers and shit. And then...
Wait, short fingers?
Yeah, girl, hold up. He had, like, short fingers and shit. And he sent a picture of his face and everything like that. Then he sent a picture of his body. Yo, oh, my God. He was
a midget.
He was a midget. I was like,
oh, fuck. He was a widow person.
Yes. And so, me being the type of person that I am.
Oh, fuck.
Tell him to send a picture of his dick, because, you know, I've always seen the midget dick.
You are so foolish. But you know what I heard? I heard that a lot of midgets actually have big dicks.
Oh, that's a lie. Because I was on Pornhub one night looking at porn midgets, because I was thinking that by them being short, that they dick was going to come down to their knees. No. It was like some little thigh action. You know, it looked like a little Nathan's hot dog. You know, like, you know, like, eh, or whatever. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I can't see. I'm thinking I'm
But you know what? I don't feel so bad because they're little people. And, I mean, these tall-ass niggas or these big muscular niggas be having fucking baby dicks, too.
But, you know, my thing is, and I can't even say whether you tall, short, big, or whatever, because God is going to give you what he wants you to have, regardless. You know what I mean? So, I mean, some people got blessed in the dick line, and some people got shitted on. My thing is, you got to make do with what you got. If all
That's true.
Out, if you got a small dick, eat pussy, use your two fingers, and make a bitch squirt. When in doubt, when, you know what I'm saying? Or roll that bitch over and fuck her in the ass.
You are so stupid.
I don't know. Like, I guess I would be, I don't know. If I was a dude and I had a little dick, like, I would be really sad. Like, I wouldn't want to do anything.
I mean,
like, wouldn't you be, like, clinically depressed or something?
Well,
because bitches talk about shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Bitches talk about shit like that. It's like, why put yourself out there? And it always be the ones who be acting like, yeah, man, my dick is so big, yeah, yeah. And they always have, like, they always have the smallest ones. And you be like, really, my nigga? Like, you pumped me up for this shit? Like, I'm that bitch that'll walk out on your ass and just be like, really? Mm. When you grow about 4 more inches, then you can call me.
Or what you do is like, oh my God, let me take a picture of that. And a bitch like me, I'll sweat pick it and be like, Billy told me he had a big dick. What y'all think? And you know,
right.
I have over 30,000 followers, so I'm going to show it to everybody.
I cannot. Yeah. I cannot deal with a guy. I mean, I can see if you were a sweetheart and everything like that and you had a small dick, then I'd just be like, look, you know, you're a great guy, but unfortunately, you're lacking in the weenie department, okay? But if it's just a nigga, like, walking around acting like he just, you know what I'm saying? You know how niggas be trying to have that extra lean when they walk, acting like their dick is so big? No. Please don't. Please don't walk like that.
Or you know what? Ladies, when you're fucking somebody for the first time and you're not sure if they're going to have a nice, satisfying dick, bring a toy. Bring a, if you want 10 inches, 9, whatever size dick you want, if that dude falls short, bring a dildo. Bring a dildo.
Fuck that. I can go home and fuck myself with the dildo. If you're not going to bring something to the table, I'm going to dip on your ass and I'm going to make you hurt. That's yes. I mean, why go to someone's house and bring extra activities? No, motherfucker, you're the main activity. So if you can't produce, then I'm sorry. I'm just going to go my black ass home, and I'm going to be pissed off, and that's it.
But you know what? I feel like, you know, sometimes a dude has a small dick, but as long
but can
as
work
you
it.
Know how to work it and make you come, I mean, isn't that the goal of fucking is to have orgasms? So if he makes you come, then shouldn't we be happy? Like, you know, because there are some guys that have big dicks and they can't use it. Oh my gosh, Sean Puff said small dicks make her squirt. I mean, I had a medium sized dick with an earring piercing in it. It didn't make me squirt, but it was okay. It made me come once and we fucked every day for like 6 days. So,
So, Chuck, okay, so, I mean, say, for instance, we're in that position, okay, and we see this dude has a little dick. What are going to be some factors saying, okay, take a chance on him, he may be able to work it, or don't take that chance? Because I'm not about to fuck an extra person and not be satisfied. Like, that is the worst thing you can do. Add another motherfucker to your list of people you fucked, and they're not worth it. Like, at that point in time, how do you decipher whether, okay, maybe this person can work it, maybe not? What would you do as far as taking a chance on that person, and why?
Well, you know, sometimes I have a good heart, right? So,
what?
Once a month, or, you know, once a month, I might give up some sympathy, pussy. I might feel sorry for you because you, you know.
Some pity, pussy.
Yes. I'm going to give you some pity, pussy. And, you know, I'm at, like, everything is okay. Like, you know, I did my good sexual deed for the month, the quarter, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm just
yes.
Like, Well,
where is Marquetta? That's what I need to know. Like, I need to hear from her.
Her call dropped, so she hasn't called back in yet. So,
oh, okay.
So, it's like, you know, I sit here and I think, like, you know, sometimes people tend to get caught up or they worry about the wrong thing. You know what I mean? Me personally,
yeah.
I just want a man that can give it to me how I want it, when I want it, and where I want it. Basically, I want to do it and fuck every day. 2, 3, 4 times a day, all day on Saturday. Now, realistically speaking, that can't really happen in a real world with bitches and motherfuckers that got jobs. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So,
yes.
You know, matter of fact, while I'm talking to everybody, I'm going to show them my tattoo. So hopefully I won't get banned for this shit or whatever. I don't know. Okay, now, everybody, I got a tattoo, like, the week before last or whatever, and I'm going to see if y'all can see it. So, like, hold on. Can y'all see it? Like, this is the tattoo or whatever. And I'm bugging. I be, like, fucking up. So, it goes all the way up to, like, right there. So, this is my tat. It's still healing, but this shit hurts. It's a sparrow with flowers. And I'm going to get it colored, and I might get something else. I'm not sure. So, I just shared my tattoo with the world. People saw it on pictures, but you guys saw it close up or whatever. But me personally, that's what I would like. And that's why I'm always firing people, because they're not consistent. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, I wish that, you know, men get intimidated. I feel like if you're a secure man, no woman should be able to intimidate you. No matter how good the pussy is, no matter how good the head is, you should be like, yo, that shit is for me. My woman handle her business. So when she's in the public eye and she's doing what she's doing, you won't be at home with your thumb in your mouth having a motherfucking attitude or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's my problem, you know, being Chalk Mommy. But my thing is, if Chalk Mommy has a man, I'm not worried about the next man, this, that, and the third. And then when I'm posting blogs, I have a lot of sexual history. So my thing is, don't worry about my blogs, because a lot of those blogs, I write them today, but it's based on shit that happened, like, back in the day. So if you're at home like, yo, I can't believe this bitch fucked in the restaurant. Motherfucker, did I fuck last week in the restaurant? No. So don't worry about, you know what I'm saying? Just be happy that you got it. I mean, personally, I'm just saying, just be happy. You know what I mean? So, my thing is, men, women, when you find some good dick and that, or good pussy, and it treats you right, just go with the flow. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's how I look at a lot of things in life. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I feel you.
Oh, and then another thing. Females, like, real talk. When y'all run in y'all man's phone and y'all see him texting another female, if it's not anything sexual in there, don't call a bitch checking up on your man. And even if it is something sexual in there, when you look for shit, you find it. But I'm going to tell y'all bitches something right now. Stop calling my motherfucking phone about your man, because I'm not fucking him. If I'm fucking your man, you'll know it, because he ain't fucking you no more. He ain't even going to be with you no more. Take her home or get the fuck on. Real talk. You're taking care of your man. If you're taking care of all his needs, he don't got time to be fucking with nobody else. So if you got to check behind your man, you need to check your motherfucking self. Like, real talk.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in a nice mood, and I'm going to tell you about yourself. I always go through this bullshit. A bitch always want to call me about her fucking man. Don't call me. Talk to your motherfucking man. Act to
or especially if it's a video that you've seen fucking years ago. Don't call asking about that fucking 3-year video. Like,
well,
what the hell?
Actually, that was a special case because she heard about it. But she saw the video a year later, and they was together when the video was made and while she was looking at it. So that was her dumbass fault. Because if I found out my man was cheating, I'm not about to ask the bitch to see the video. I mean,
exactly. I'm going to confront him about it. Like,
And that's the thing, especially if it's a bitch you don't know. I can see if it was one of your friends or somebody you knew that knew y'all was dating, then I confront them about it. But at the same time, it's like bitches always want to know who the fuck their competition is and et cetera, et cetera. Stop doing that shit. Talk to your fucking man. Find out why your man felt the need to go out and be fucking somebody else. Because guaranteed, I've never been the type to run after a nigga. I don't give a fuck. If you don't like something I'm doing, come to me about it. A nigga's going to do what the fuck they want to do regardless. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to be looking in your phone. I'm not about to be checking Facebook, Twitters, all that bullshit. Because like you said, if you look hard enough, you're fine. I mean, that's what everybody. But, I mean, I just feel like bitches be, they really need to go to school for this shit. Like, damn, bitch, you could have solved fucking Tupac's murder the way you playing motherfucking Inspector Gadget and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, go to school for that shit. You're good. You know? Like, I don't know. I don't have the time or the energy to be running after grown motherfuckers. If you gonna cheat, you better do that shit and not let me find out about it. Because the moment I do is the moment I'm gonna go off on your ass. Or, even worse, I'm not gonna go off on you. I'm gonna just tell you to get your shit and get out.
Or,
simple.
If you're gonna cheat, make sure it's a bitch I like and bring that hoe home so we can chill out.
Yeah, bring your ass home, and I guarantee you none of y'all motherfuckers will be leaving this apartment except in body bags. Yeah.
I mean.
Shit. At least I will respect you if you ask me for my opinion first. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just cheat and then try to be like, yeah, babe, we should bring it. No, because I'm going to look at you and be like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I have a confession. I was on a radio. Okay, you remember Miss Boss Lady and
mm-hmm.
Russell Hart. So I thought she was going to be on the air tonight. So I called in and listened to her show. And she wasn't on there. So, you know, Rick the host and DJ such and such was on there. And I was
mm-hmm.
and I was wilding out and everything like that. And I had a confession. I told him that I was going to come to Dallas and I was going to fuck my co-host because she's never been with a woman before and she's sexy as fuck. I hope you didn't mind.
Bitch. I love you, Talk. But,
I always fuck with you.
You do. Because, you know, it puts me in this place. It puts me in this awkward situation, and you just love it. You think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but sweetie, to worry about. What I'm going to do is take a picture and have somebody make a blow-up doll like you. Then I'm going to get my dildo, and then I'm going to type it, and I'm going to be like, Dahlia, take that, take that, take that.
Okay, so y'all, if I change my number and y'all never fucking hear from me again, it's because of this bitch right here. Like, if my Twitter, like, if there's no traces of a Twitter, a Facebook, nothing, that means I probably moved to Botswana and changed my fucking name.
Oh, God, I swear, I love messing with you. But people understand, me and Dahlia, we have, like, this really cool relationship. We get on
Easy.
The show, we talk shit and everything like that. I am not going to touch her. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really touched a female since, like, 2007. And
if anything, she would find a man to fuck the shit out of me. Or watch Mo's fuck the shit out of me.
Yeah,
that's probably what she's wanting.
Ranking. I would get him, like, yo, look, do me a favor. Pull her hair. I need you feet. I need you, like, really ass down, face down, ass up. Like, smack the shit out of her, like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying, spread them ass cheeks apart, dick her down,
all right,
yeah. Like, I'm reliving my, I'm having a Miami moment, because I did that with my best friend and her fiance, well, it's her husband now, and I swear I was drunk, so when I was drunk, I was more aggressive, and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck, like, does the strangest shit to you, like...
This is the same nigga that was trying to come to your room and get the laptop?
Girl, yes, but this was after. This was after, you know what I'm saying?
Right. He thought he was too slick.
Girl,
See, I thought we were going to do the show later tonight. So, like, what I was going to do is, like, when Moe got home, because I had this fucking crazy dream after we did it, Chuck. Okay. Basically, we had to wake up, like, so early this morning, so I didn't even get a lot of sleep. But in the time I did get some sleep, you know, my senses were still, you know, I was still at an all-time high. So I was sleeping. And I had this dream that we went to, like, this little masquerade party. Like, you know, somebody invited us or whatever. It ended up being, like, a swingers-type party joint and everything like that. So we were, like, walking around. We were looking at the different people and everything. But we weren't, like, going to venture off. You know what I'm saying? We were just going to check it out, look around, and try to explore a little bit. So, yeah, we got comfortable, had drinks, you know. And we're just walking around, and, you know, we saw this one couple getting it in, and we was like, oh, okay, cool, cool. So we started getting into it, and we ended up doing it. So basically, tonight, I was going to ask him on the air, like, if that would be something he wanted to do, like, go together to a place like that, if he would ever consider that. Hmm. I think it would be interesting, like, I've never done anything like that before, but I think it will be, like, it'll probably be really uncomfortable for both of us, but I think in the end it'll be fun.
Actually, it would, because it's something you guys can, like, do together, and it's like, I want to experience that. Like, when I went, it was with, I live in California, and it was with a nobody. You know, I hate to call him a nobody. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nobody. You know what I'm saying? So,
he is what he is, hell.
Yeah, like, so now, it's like, you know, I want to take my guy there, and this is my fantasy that I have not fulfilled yet. I want to fuck my man in a room full of people, whether I know them or not. I want to be into the center of the room, and I want to be giving it to him, like, orally. I want to be throwing that ass back, making it clap, like.
And just, like, watching everybody's expressions.
Yeah, so it's, like, when I'm looking up, like, it's, like, okay, like, he's fucking me missionary. And it's, like, my head is, like, kind of hanging low. And it's, like, I'm looking at all these dudes. They're jerking their dicks. And the women are, like, rubbing their titties, and they're getting horny, and then everybody starts fucking. But it's like fucking after we're fucking. You know what I'm saying? Every time you come for me, then it's like a domino effect. It's like everybody starts fucking. It's like, and then everybody starts coming. Like, I come first, and somebody else comes, and somebody else comes, and somebody
just
else.
Just a fucking
comes.
Ripple, like you're at a fucking baseball game or some shit.
Yeah, like everybody doing the sexual, everybody doing the fuck wave. Like, oh.
Starting over here, nigga. Like one person busting everybody bust. That's crazy, yo.
That's like my fantasy. And me personally, I don't understand where this comes from, because when I'm actually having sex with somebody, it's like I envision us being in the middle of a room and everybody is around us watching. And I tell you, that feeling, it gives me such a rush. And then it's like I bust this, like, really good nut, and I'm so fucking happy. That's just, like, I like fucking in a car, because the thrill of somebody coming by and watching and standing there and being excited, that turns me on, too. And I'm just like, me personally, I know that sexually I have issues. I know that my sex drive is too high. I know that I like to just do some of the wildest and randomest shit.
But you're in your prime. Like, a lot of women, and the sad thing is, a lot of women are like that, but they don't feel they can express themselves, or they don't feel that they can be okay with their sexual side. Like, you know, most women reach their peak after their 30s or 40s. And that's when you should be having your best sex.
I've been like this for, like, girl, I've been like this ever since I was, like, married. So, like, and you know what? I think it was when I think going to prison for 3 years.
Yeah, that definitely set you back.
Yes, because, girl, I can't catch up on all the dick that I missed, but I will fuck you like I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my dick is, I'll outlast the man. It's like, yeah, you know, right when I'm ready to come, he's already on his second or third nut, and I'm getting frustrated because I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And
yeah,
he's like, yo, like, your pussy is so tight that it be making me bust. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I don't know if
yes,
I see it as a compliment, or I just started being like, you know what? Maybe I need to have, like, backup dick. Like, okay, if I fuck him, he ain't do right. Let me go over here and get something else. You know what I'm saying? And I, to me, that's not right because I would like to settle down and have a relationship. So I'm
right,
like, you know, is it going to happen? But the fact that I have, like, a large sexual appetite is going to
mm-hmm,
keep me from settling down, getting married, unless I met a, ooh, you know what? Unless I meet a super freak. And speaking of super freaks, oh my goodness, like, hold on, because I got to play this song. I was like, I'll play that tonight. And, oh, girl, okay, so hold on. You already know what I'm about to play. Here we go. Then we're coming back. Man, it better not be no motherfucking commercial. I know it is. Until this damn commercial go away, I swear. Because I don't like uploading music like that. Because, like, sometimes it just don't work. Sometimes it do. But I got to play Super Freak, 2 Chainz, Freak Dream, Jeezy. Because this shit right here is me all day, every day. So, dudes, if you're trying to fuck with me, you better be a fucking super freak and bring it.
Turn me up. Straight like that. Straight like that. Yeah. Last night, it was Kush, that's a rock. I was super kick. Yeah, flowing money, flowing. Yeah, that's a super week. Got him for the 20-5. Now that's super cheap. Can't you nigga tell? I'm just looking for a super freak. Super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak. Yeah, you know I need a super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I need a. What it do? What it is? What you working with?
Every time you see me, I'm crying.
Stay on that working shit.
All I ever want a bad bitch in a Chanel bag.
All the street niggas want her cause they know she got Chanel swag.
Straight like that. Yeah, I fuck with her the long way.
Been bragging to my partner.
I've been talking about her all day.
Pull up in that super coupe, you know them diamonds glistening.
Too much money in the room,
guess I hit her in the kitchen then.
Get her to myself, man.
I ain't hit that girl,
now that I got her to myself.
You know I'm trying to get that girl wet.
Keep it 1,000 when
I really think I'm digging her.
Can't hit nothing but the money, so she might just think I'm bigger.
Last night, it was Kush, it's a rock. I was super king. Yeah, blowing money, blowing. Yeah, that's a super week. Got him for the 26-5. Now that super chick, can't you nigga tell? I'm just looking for a super freak, super freak, freak, super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak, freak, super freak. Yeah, you know I need a super freak, freak, super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak, freak, super freak. Yeah, you know I need a
Rick James.
Rick James,
super freak.
Yeah.
She got that wig, wig, and that's a super league.
Bro.
Tell your baby daddy that he's super weak.
Fucked
your girl last night, it only took a week.
Yeah.
2 Chainz charm cost $100 stacks. 10,000 with my shirt off, that's $100 tax. Okay, I'm done with that. You can run with that. I'ma switch it up. This bitch done winning thick as fuck. I'm rich as fuck. Laying in the bed and I still got my semi tucked. Going online like, when they gon' make that Billy truck? Listen, my bankroll make them pay attention. The white girl like it when I whip it. Whip it.
Last night, it was Kush, it's a rock. I was super king. Yeah, blowing money, blowing. Yeah, that's a super week. Got him for the 26-5. Now that's super cheap. Can't you nigga tell? I'm just looking for a super freak.
Did you tell her about that time?
Wait, hold up. What time?
I don't know. We had too many of them.
Girl, yes. I don't know what time you were referring to. I'm almost scared for you to mention.
Oh, wow. That's not good. When you're scared for somebody to mention a time that y'all went out or y'all did something, it's some old fuckery in there. Did she fuck somebody? Did somebody eat her? Did she suck some dick? Did you watch?
Whoa, Ty.
No,
you know me
no.
A little better than that.
I mean, I'm just saying, I had a best friend. I drove her around while they fucked in the back seat, and I'm looking in the window like, wow.
No, we don't do that fuckery. No.
Kelly, what time are you talking about? Go ahead and say it, I guess.
All I know is I'm in my dorm room about to get ready to go to class. Somebody's knocking on my door early in the morning. Who might that be? The Dahlia. 7 o'clock in the morning. Talking about, can I crash over here?
Oh, wow.
I'm like, sure. I go to class, come back. This bitch is naked in my bed.
Wow.
I had a fever. It was hot.
That's what you call it?
No, for real. I wasn't feeling good. See what had happened was. What had happened was I had ate some bad breakfast and I wasn't feeling good, so I decided to take my clothes off. But my question is, like, I went to sleep and I woke up and this bitch got, like, so many stuffed monkeys on her bed.
Hey.
To me, that was just the most awkward thing, waking up to stuffed monkeys. So I thought I'd add to the monkey collection and take my clothes off.
Did you touch the monkey?
My monkey? No, I didn't. But I threw up. I was not feeling well. I had a crazy night the night before, and I think that breakfast fucked my stomach up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I would never masturbate in somebody else's bed. That's fucked up. But I was naked. I'm sorry, Kella. Please
I'm
forgive
sorry
me.
For life.
You do forgive me, right?
That's what friends are for. That's exactly what friends are for. Now,
right.
I have
the first time she met me, like, we were all getting dressed, going to the club, about to go to my house. And, I mean, in my house, I walk around naked. I walk around as I please. She was like, can you put some clothes on? I was like, no, this is my house. I mean, hell, if I want to bend over and I'm butt asshole naked, I can do that in my house. And you was in my room. So that's how we met.
Oh, God.
She was like, all right, into you.
Okay,
but we're great friends.
Okay, I have a question for you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this morning I was coming home from dropping my son off at school, and I was listening to the radio and everything like that, right? So everybody is sitting here talking about the same-sex marriage and everything like that. And, you know, this guy called in. Basically, you know, Obama, I forgot what the fuck Obama said, but Jay-Z was like, you know, he's all for it. What people do in the privacy of their own home is basically up to them and everything like that. He doesn't have a problem with it or anything like that.
Right.
You know, leave it to the devil to say that shit. But anyway, this guy calls in, and he's saying that, okay, you know, he has a lot of gay friends and everything like that, and you know, what they do is what they do. But because he's a Baptist, he cannot agree with it because of his religious beliefs. So then the radio host is just like, okay, well, do you smoke? Do you drink? Have you ever sold drugs? Do you have sex? And he's like, I'm married. She's like, well, did you fuck before you got married or whatever? And
right.
You know, get out of here. You know, one sin is not greater than the other. And he, like, really got hostile and everything like that. And I'm just like, you know, me personally, it's like, it's just the act of marriage. That's a sacred vow. You know what I'm saying? So how do you guys feel about that union?
Me personally, I feel like everybody is so gung-ho about lesbian porn, gay porn, all that stuff. But when it comes to people actually really loving each other and caring about each other and they want to get married, it's a different story. We can put bitches kissing in our movies. We can put, you know what I'm saying, we can do all sorts of things like that, advertise cigarettes, alcohol with slutty things. And like you said, no one sin is higher or greater than the next. Yes, marriage is sacred, but at the same time, no sin is greater than the other. So, you know, one motherfucker cussing is right up there with a rapist. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You're sinning. I feel like Caprice knows what she's doing, and she knows her relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to judge the next person. That doesn't mean I'm going to, you know, sit there and, you know, judge them, because most gays, they grew up in very religious homes. They can quote scriptures probably better than a lot of us because they get them thrown at them every day. God puts choices in front of us. So at the end of the day, it's their relationship with God. I know what I'm doing. I know I'm not perfect. So instead of trying to worry about what the next person is doing wrong, I can only worry about what I need to fix on myself. That's where I stand. I mean, hold on, my son just hurt himself. Kenna, go ahead and give your answer.
You know my answer. God loves everyone. Peace and happiness. Joy to the world. No, I'm serious. So I'm like that for real. I don't care what people do. I'm going to do me regardless of what anyone else does. So I really don't care what everyone else does. If they want to be married, be married and be married, they can do that. I don't care.
I'm back.
Okay.
Go away.
I was just, like, wondering because me personally, the thing that just irritated me the most is mm-hmm. how the radio host person came across or whatever. And my thing is, it's like, back in the day, you know, the questions that she asked about drinking, because they drank in the Bible.
Right. Smoking. They drank, but they didn't get messed up.
Yeah, I don't know if they smoked. I don't remember. No, I don't remember Moses hitting the blunt or standing on the corner selling some crack. I don't remember reading that in the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the question she asked to me were kind of crazy. And then it's just like the overture tone that she had all together, and I was tripping because then she was just like really cussing this person out because of what he said. And
me personally, like, I get what she was trying to say. She was trying to say, like, that one sin isn't greater than the other. So I guess by you judging someone who's gay, you're no better off if you get drunk, if you smoke, or if you this or if you that. But see, the thing is, I don't talk, these are the things I don't talk about with people, religion or politics, because it seems like nobody can have a decent conversation and throw out points without getting heated or upset, you know. And my thing is, don't talk to me about the Bible if you're going to be cussing at me, if you're going to be yelling at me and trying to force your ideals on me, because nothing you say is going to be valid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am a mother Christian and I, really? Oh, great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be the first one to tell you I believe in God, but also I'm not about to be getting upset. Like, and my Lord and my Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Like, people quick to roll their neck. But, you know, a true religious person or whatever, they'll talk to you in that, you know, in a cool tone of voice and let you know at the end of the day, you know, everybody, they grown, you know, they're going to make their own decisions. They're going to do what they want to do. God put us here with that second, you know, with that conscience to know what's right and what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? So if you feel what you're doing is right, go for it. I know what I'm doing. I know how I'm living my life. I got things I need to work on.
Oh,
and the thing is,
definitely, because I am like a fornicating hoe. Like,
I mean, I'm fornicating, and I have a friend. I mean, I have a baby out of wedlock. And the thing that I put a status about this on Facebook, actually, and one of my homeboys commented and was like, you know, Caprice, you know, you're a woman of God. I wouldn't expect you to say that it's not your business. And I said, what do you mean? And basically he just started going into it. And I was like, basically my thing is everybody's so worried about what each other is doing, they're not focusing on themselves. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to save the next person, but you can't save yourself. So worry about yourself first and then try to help, you know, other people, if that's what you're trying to do, instead of pointing fingers. And he was like, well, you know, the Bible says that you should spread the word and this, this, and that. I said, well, you're my friend. Never once did you come to me and say, Caprice, why are you having sex and you're not married? Caprice, you have a child out of wedlock. Caprice, it would be in your best interest if you married this man. So if you're a man of God and you're so worried about what's right for God, how come you didn't start with me? How come you never told me? He was like, well, because, Caprice, you know what you're doing, and I didn't feel it was my place. Exactly. So shut up and get off my status. That's all I was trying to get across. You know what I'm saying? He contradicted everything he just said by simply stating what I was trying to state all along. Mind your own business, because people know what they're doing. People are grown, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. God gives us choices. People know the choices that they make. I chose to have sex on this evening or whatever else, and here I am with a child, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was my choice. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't judge them. I'm from San Francisco, so I was raised, don't judge, you know, don't judge something you don't understand. You love who you love. I know today or tomorrow, if all of a sudden it was wrong for me to like men, I know I would be like, what? There's no way I could not like men. I loved it. You know what I'm saying? So I just put myself in that situation and say, okay, well, what if the tables were turned? What if it was the other way around? You know what I mean?
It is real good. I'm not gonna front. Dick is hella good, and I need to work on one dick at a time. And what I really need to do is just find one dick that really works for me and devote myself to that dick and be faithful to that dick, not think about other dicks or look at other dicks or go back down memory lane to some good old proper dick and just, you know, and I'm gonna need y'all to help me on this. Like, literally, listeners, followers, family, friends, strangers, I just need to focus on one dick, which I can, but my patience is like, I'm quick to fire somebody. You know what I'm saying? Normally people have a 90-day probationary period. I'm trying to get past a week, 2 weeks. I'm actually trying to make it to a month.
And you know what, Kenna?
Hard.
I just, Marquetta.
Yes.
The perfect person that just popped into my head, Ben.
Ben,
he is a freak, and I feel like if we brought Ben on the show and introduced him to Chalk, there would be some interesting something.
True.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
like, he's freaky. Like, he freaking added us to this group on Facebook. It's called No Bullshit, and, like, I was like, oh, what's this? I'm checking it out. It's pictures of people posting, you know, their asses and pussies and dicks, talking about woke up to morning. I'm like, what is this? And you put me in this group?
But, I mean, him being freaky he may be freaky, but my thing is I need consistent dick.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, see, that's my biggest problem, finding a motherfucker to stay consistent with dicking me down. We have a caller. I don't know why this number looks familiar to me, but the last four is, they want to talk, is 5111. You're live on the air with Chuck Mommy and Dahlia.
Hello? Okay, beware. This is Dr. Uwe. What's good?
Oh, my God, Dr. Uwe. What the fuck is that?
Hey, it is all good. You know, it's been a minute since I actually have stopped through, but I just want to make sure of all people, you know, I make sure I come through your show. Freaky is the topic, huh? Is that what's up?
Is there any other topic?
Hell no. But here's the real deal. I ran into a few things. One, black caps and some other things, whatever. I don't know, the young lady who spoke so eloquently, talking about keeping things consistent. I don't know if there's anything that can be kept consistent because monotony do set in. So can I just say this? After a while, once a freak has reached its peak, then what?
What was the question? Because, Uwe, I was sending a text message about your freaky ass. My bad, because I was remembering them pictures that you posted up on my site. God, to be more careful.
Ooh. Oh, you really need to mind your business. But what I was saying was, after the freak has met its peak, then what? You know, you can only be original for so long.
That's true. I agree.
But I feel like after a while that saying that love conquers all really can, because I used to be like that.
No. You cannot combine love and freakiness in the same pattern or the same conversation. Those are two different things.
Why? Yeah, because with love, you can have the most boringest ass sex, and you
absolutely
just be like, ah. Because let me tell you, if I didn't love my man, like, we had to do, like, when my baby was first born, we had to, like, we didn't have time to spend on each other. We had to get it in quick, and that was it. So, I mean, now it's a different story. You know, I couldn't do that now. I've never been the type for quickies. I hate quickies, and I think they're dumb because I like to take my time and do it right. But at the time, quickies was all we could do. But because I was in love with this man, it was still great. Now,
okay. I guess
you know
what it was, but it's all good.
But, I mean, if anybody else came along and tried to quickie me, I'm going to be like, no, I'm good. I don't do quickies. Sorry. You know? I just think, Chuck, I think you expect everybody's, I don't know. Like, maybe you need to just come to the terms that you'll never be satisfied with one sexual partner. You get bored easily. I mean, it's a lot of dicks. I mean, and you've had a lot of great dick in your life, right?
Yeah, it's not the point that I get bored. It's just the fact that it's like, they just do dumb shit, and I think it's because they don't know how to handle me as a person. I mean, sex, like, overall. Because
I don't know.
The blogs, and then they start feeling a certain kind of way.
So are you, is it the sex that really disappoints you, or is it their character that can't stay consistent?
The character.
Okay, see, because I'm thinking you saying the sex ain't consistent.
I mean, it is, but then it's like they'll just do some dumb shit, and I'm just like, yo.
Okay, so basically the sex ain't good enough to put up with the bullshit that they throwing out. Because, I mean, the truth is, you know, if somebody giving you some bomb-ass sex and they slip up a couple times, you'd be like, yeah, you know, I get over it. But if they dishing out some shit and the sex ain't making up for it, then it's like, okay, why even keep you around? Is that what it's coming to?
I think
no pun intended.
I just think that with my little status or whatever, it is just so easy now because like it's like now I see the power that I have over men or whatever, and I don't want a weak man. I want a strong man, and it's like a man will start out strong with me, but then after we fuck or they get to know certain things, it's like, oh, man, damn, not
okay.
Sure.
they start bitching up. And like you said, good pussy and felony head will bring out the bitchiness in a man.
Nah, so, I didn't differ with that.
I mean, that's I mean, hey, that's what she said. And in most cases, sometimes, yeah.
I mean, if you ain't never had no good head, then shit. I don't.
Yeah, but, I mean, our head is a little different from just good head. You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
did a different. I need a test. I mean, I need something. Cause I did a
go
different.
Go ahead, Chuck. Show them what's up.
I did a different. Hot water is hot water, goddammit.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. This is too funny. We have another caller. We have someone from the ATL in the building. So, number ending in 0963, you're live on the air. You're riding the chocolate wave.
Yo, I had that pussy. It was good. In the head. It was good as hell. Yo, this shit was blazing. Yo, what is she talking about? I had that pussy, yo. It's real good.
I'm just trying to get it where I fit in. You know how it is. You know what I mean? You damn it till they do it, and then therefore you can testify.
Look, man. I'm telling you real talk. Listen. Girl, listen. Her mouth is got about as good as her pussy, yo, for real. Her mouth's so good, son. I promise you. Good. Oh, my God, son.
Okay, let me put it this way. I'm putting it out on the airwaves right now. Until Dr. Uwe get it, it ain't shit. It ain't worth nothing. It ain't getting
nothing.
Oh,
no. What's up, man? What's up, man?
What's
up, man? Get the fuck out of here. We just gonna call you Dr. Until we know what you working with,
Mr. G.
Well, I think you need to read up on that then.
I can read all day long.
Don't get it twisted. I'm Dr. Uwe, not because of what's in between the knees, but what's in between the ears. I will mess you up from the hip up, so it's all good.
I love it.
He was on the show last year, and remember, he was fucking Nakima's head up. Nakima fell heads over heels for Dr. Uwe. You remember?
No, I didn't hear that.
No, this was like way before you came on the show. We had a show last year.
Oh, I'm sad about it. I'm like, no, I didn't.
That's why. Yeah. Home with this self-acclaimed sex therapist. And
yeah, I'm a self-acclaimed sex therapist. Yeah, I actually have a
penis. And he got in her head, and I thought he was about to make the hoe come on the air.
I'm just telling you, just real talk, though. I'm just one who proclaimed to have a PhD in common sense. The rest of it is not to be said. But all I'm saying is everybody has a thrive, a thrill, and all that other good stuff. But I just don't know. Sex is just what it is. It's just sex. It's just like food. Unless you spice it up, unless you add another ingredient or anything like that, all it is just two members.
The same
together.
Dish.
That's just about it. I hope it's not fish. No pun intended. But it's all that it is. No fish, no noodles. So I'm just saying, until Dr. Uwe can put his seal of approval with the, I'm just saying, that's just what it is. Now, unless you want to, I don't know how you want to do this, but you just let me know.
You know.
You
say you
want to
fuck.
Leave it to your ass to just throw it out there.
I have a simple question.
He ain't so good for throwing people and shit up under the bus. You know?
But can I ask this question, though?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. My question is, since we're talking about the freak thing and all that other stuff, and, you know, my motto is one of the most devastating things you ever can experience in your life concerning a relationship is to find the person of your dreams, all to realize they weren't dreaming of you. My question is just this. Possible that a person can save a relationship?
That what?
A threesome can save a relationship.
Yeah, I believe a threesome.
Yeah, I agree.
I think a lot of threesomes or people stepping out on each other, I guess, can make or break a relationship, honestly. I have a friend who has a husband, and I'm not talking about Kat. Basically, you know, they love each other, they care about each other, but they do just like to fuck other people. And, I mean, these people, they're happy. They're happy.
Oh.
They're not insecure, but they just, they like to do other people, but they'll never leave each other for someone else. They're very happy with what they are, who they are, but they do other people.
Oh,
they bring other people in the bedroom with them as well.
So you're saying that actually then cheating is possibly good for a relationship. Then is it possible that there's a such thing as called moral infidelity?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You
I
need to take that number.
Think so.
If my number's on the screen, holler at your boy when you get an opportunity. Hey, y'all, this is Dr. Uwe. I'm chilling with Miss Chocolate Mama and all the rest. I got to bounce up out of here because I feel like I need to go ahead and show and prove somebody. I know what I'm talking about. But holler at your boy. Send me another email. I'll be back on in another day. Cool?
Bye. Nice meeting you.
All right. Peace.
Well, he's a fun guy.
Girl, he is an old freak.
Cause
I
he is an OG. No, oh, you know, he said he got a PhD.
OG, pimp, whatever. Cause
to me, a PhD is a pimp and hoes degree. That's all that is.
When I had my knee site, this motherfucker was lighting up my site with pictures of bitches and him and positions and stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, Dr. Ooh-wee. Wow.
That's that shit.
Yeah, I was speechless because I was just like, what is this? And I was like, damn. Like, he was serious. I was like, wow. And then when he was on the show with the girl, like, he was spitting so much old school bullshit that this hoe was just like, oh my God. I actually thought every time she was saying his name when he was saying something, she was sucking his dick so good via internet that I thought she was about to come. I was like, fuck. What the hell? I've never met a dude that could do that to me. So, you know. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, there's not a lot a person can say to me that can sweet talk me because I think everybody's full of bullshit.
Yeah, to a certain point. I feel like everybody has some shit with them. Now, how do
you
to get that shit up out of them? And I'm not talking about sitting on the toilet taking the shit. I'm just talking about that extra shit. Like, how you choose to get it up out of you is like a different story. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the first to admit, I got hella shit with me, but I'm honest about my shit. So when I put all my shit on the table, it don't stink because you know, like, yo, at any given moment, the shit is going to hit the fan. I can either duck or catch this shit and move the fuck on.
Oh, boy, I can get out of that. I need to get
her
the rest of the week.
And I mean, that's how
bucks,
I look
always,
at it. What you say, Mr. G.A.?
What was that?
Oh, I'm
going
to have to
put
my hole.
I don't know what that noise is.
Yeah, it sounds like he in a pickup joint trying to order some pussy and pay for it. I know he's going to get back on the line and be like, no, the fuck she didn't. But, you know, I just feel like it's just like certain stuff. And me personally, I'm going to work on what I need to work on because it's just like, I guess I get irritated easily or I just feel like, you know, sometimes men get caught up in the title of Chalk Mom. So, like, when people were like, I want to be Pam, I'm just like, okay. But I think Pam is worse than Chalk, honestly.
Chalk, I would need you to disregard that text message I just sent you on accident?
I ain't got it yet.
I pray to God you don't get it.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got something.
Oh, fuck.
Hell nah. No.
You didn't get it?
Yeah, I'm saying no. Well, actually, kind of, yeah, in an old kind of way, if you want worms.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're talking about a different text. I accidentally sent another text.
Oh, I haven't got one yet.
Oh, okay, great. It's a picture mail. Just don't open it.
Oh, got you. Got you, got you, got you.
I mean, it ain't that bad, but.
Oh, okay. Now, this is my thing that I'm going to, here is my pledge to myself for the summer. I pledge to, by the end, okay, the person that I'm kicking it with, I am going to proclaim that I shall still be kicking it with that person come the end of summer. Or, what's the next holiday? Memorial Day?
Girl.
4th of July, Independence Day. I'm going to try to hang in there and see how Independence Day is looking for me.
I say just do what you feel. I mean, because honestly.
No. If I do what I feel, it's not a good look.
But, I mean, that's the thing. You're at that point in life where you can do whatever makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? Your kids are grown. You're single. You're living your life. So it's like if this next person fucking makes you miserable, you know, like don't make a pact to yourself that could possibly be just setting yourself up for failure. The last thing we want to do is waste time on a motherfucker that we just don't need to be wasting time on. You know what I'm saying?
I just say, fuck it, it's 7 days in a week. I need to have a Sunday nigga, a Monday nigga.
You know what?
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm about to tweet that. I'm gonna be like, I need a dude for every day of the week. And I'm going to keep you in that rotation. Let's see, what's this month, May? I'm going to keep you in that rotation till July. And then on the 4th of July, I'm going to switch up and become independent from all y'all bitches.
You know what? I can't do you.
A lot of men can't, and that's the problem.
Oh, my gosh, Mom.
Accidentally sending shit to.
Girl, you good. You good. Okay, now we have a phone call from somebody. The number is ending in 0802. You're live on the air with Chuck Mommy and Dahlia. 0802.
My voice has me.
Hello?
Hello?
Huh? Hello?
I don't know my own phone number. I guess it's me. I'm sitting here like, I don't know. I support the clock. I support your 7 day a week, 7 men a week Escarpe. Yeah. Like, go for that. And
yes,
Capri,
I love you.
Censor yourself.
You said what?
You need to censor yourself and double-check your messages before you send them tomorrow.
Apparently. Did I send you something, too?
Oh, no, I don't know.
It ain't
all right.
Cool yet. I'm upset.
Good. That was supposed to be sent to my man.
Because this could be blackmail for lunch money. I need
You know what? See, I will come down here and I will fuck your world up.
Therese, you need to send those messages over Tiger Tech.
You know what? I mean, it ain't that bad, though. It's not like, it's not that bad. It ain't like.
You should have put your snacks.
We straight.
No, no, my snacks ain't even out.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that it says hurry home daddy is.
Oh my God, somebody just told me my armpits look pretty. Oh my God.
What? I'm gonna need them.
That's crazy.
I guess they want to. Was it a man? He want to stick his dick in your pits? Is that what it was?
I've never had my armpit fucked, but like that.
Wow. Wow.
My daughter just yelled through the door and said, "My show needs to be put off the fucking air." Wow.
It will be in 30 more minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's very new to me. Wow. Armpits. That's,
okay,
you know,
I have a question, Val.
Uh-oh.
What
snowballing? Huh?
What snowballing?
Snowballing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chat, do you know what snowballing is?
Hell no. Unless they call it something else.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
No, that's what I'm asking you.
Well, motherfuckers ask questions they know the answer to every damn day. Hell, I don't know. Does somebody know what snowballing is? I know what a blumpkin is.
The hell is that?
It's sucking a man's dick while he's taking a shit.
Oh, hell no. See, there you go with this. What do people mean is shitting in their dicks, y'all? We're not going
to. No, I'm just saying it's called a blumpkin. I know what that is. Somebody asked me years ago if I gave blumpkins, and I said, I don't fucking know because I don't know what a blumpkin is. And he said, that's what it was.
You know what?
But we're fucking snowballing. Snowballing, I guess.
What? We're taking a music break because I have to recover from a blumpkin. Damn.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck snowballing is, damn it.
Well,
can y'all figure out anymore?
When we come back from our music break, hopefully we can find somebody that can tell us.
I'm going to ask Twitter. Twitter knows everything.
All right, now we're going to play the artist that's going to be on the show Friday, 3-time Grammy Award-winning producer, Mill Ticket. He's with Bad Boy. And not only is he a producer, he's an artist and he's an actor. And his fine ass is riding the chocolate wave on Friday night. So we're going to play Everybody Know Me by Mill Ticket. Damn it. Okay, it's going to take a little hot second for it to come up because y'all know how my Windows Media Player is. I didn't warm it up. Don't start. Don't start, Dahlia. It's coming. Damn. Give her like 2 minutes, if that, then it's going to pop up.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Okay, so what's teabagging?
You don't know what teabagging is?
No.
Basically, it's when a man dips his nuts in your mouth.
Okay, that would be why I don't know that. All right,
okay.
Cool.
Okay, here goes the song. Well, damn it. Hold on. Let me go somewhere else and get it. Y'all, oh, my God. Y'all are just, like, I don't know. Y'all are corrupting my innocent mind.
Sorry.
Exactly.
man, I'm over here learning so much. Y'all are some freaks, and I'm just conservative.
What?
I told you no balling is yet. Oh, I'm about to put my status on my BlackBerry Messenger. Watch, it's a bunch of nasty motherfuckers on there that don't know what it is.
Thanks.
I'm trying to pull this damn song up, and it's coming. For some reason, my shit act like I'm still in internet service. Okay, here we go. Damn it. Man, I swear, me and my luck with my music. Friday, I'm going to have my playlist together. And then I'll be on point. Here we go. And the song is about to play now. And of course, again, the name of the song, Everybody Know Me, and it's by Mill Ticket, the artist that's a producer and an actor now.
This is sick.
Just taking everything in fucking forever. And every time I try to pull it up on YouTube, he wants to pull up Meek Mill, and he is fonder than Meek Mill. Because Meek Mill is ugly to me. But, I mean, if he wanted to come on the show, I'd let him come on the show, and I wouldn't say nothing about his big, thick, juicy lips, unless he know how to use them. This has got to be fucking unreal. I'm having the worst luck today.
Excuse me, I'm cooking dinner.
Okay. Hold on, it's coming together. Let me scroll down a little bit more. Okay, here we go.
Everybody know me. Everybody know me.
And not trying to play a picture, so you have to forgive me. And Capri, Dolly, I'm about to send you a picture.
Okay.
Damn. See, I tried to set this shit up earlier today so it could play smoothly. But it just always takes its time. Okay, here it comes.
Oh, Yeah. I'll be faithful, but I know I'll be cool. kiss and breaking your heart a kiss, telling you she wasn't who she was, and we argue with baby. I love you.
Of course I am.
Okay, now I told y'all I had a freaky ass person on my list, right? And they gonna tell me. Snowballing is coming in the chick's mouth, then kissing her, and passing the nut back and forth in each other's mouth. He's like, if you ask me, that's some crazy white shit. Black people better not be doing that shit unless it's two women doing that. Then that shit is sexy. This is her... National VP Hood Riders Motor Club out of New York. You's a nasty, freaky ass. And because you knew the answer, that shit made you sexy as fuck. I know you, because he knew that answer real quick. I swear.
Yay, thanks.
New York dude, nasty as fuck. But they got
that's why you love them.
Yes, I love New York. I ain't gonna front. If I could fuck a New York dick every day, I would. When I go to New York, I make it my business to make sure I stop through Brooklyn and get handed. But, ooh, girl, get the beat down for the day. I can't help it. Friday night show. It's going to be good because that song that I play, She's Got It, that song be making me want to dance. It be making me feel a certain kind of way.
What
so,
song?
She's Got It with SB and Be Sincere. I might have to go ahead and dance to that and show off my tattoo in a thong.
See, I want to get a tattoo now. But do you think something that big would be like too overbearing on my skin tone or what?
No, and what's crazy is I got bit by something on my tattoo. So now I have a knot right where the sparrow's head is. Mm. It's some type of insect bite. So I'm trying, because I'm still healing and everything. But
right.
What I didn't realize is that so many dudes that have seen the tattoo want to fuck me now. I never knew that a tattoo could make a dude want to fuck you.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, what the fuck they gonna do? Make a bird fly off my fucking thigh? I mean, I'm not
No, they gonna nut on it and then slap their dick on it real hard and go, brr.
Oh, brr. Brr. Oh.
I'm gonna do that tonight, fool. I swear.
Oh,
I swear I'm gonna do that shit tonight. He gonna look at me and be like,
"Beat the pussy up."
He gonna be like, "Curse you, Chuck."
Be like, "Let it go, just let it go." Oh, burr, burr. Yes, daddy. Like,
yes.
Burr, daddy. Burr for me, daddy. Come on, burr for mommy. Burr for mommy.
That nigga gonna start snoring and pretend he's asleep.
I'll smack shit out that motherfucker.
If I start asking him to say burr, he gonna be like, what the fuck?
Be like, what? Is that something new?
Hmm?
He be like, is that something new? Like, are you ready for Friday night?
Me? I'm ready. What is the show going to be about? I forgot.
We're gonna talk about it. Because I got to work tomorrow, then I'm good. And then we have all day Thursday to play and talk and everything like that. So.
Yay. So you said you're off Thursday.
Yeah, I'm off Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Okay, great. So we just going to fuck around on Twitter.
Yes, we're going to talk about people and throw people under the bus and have a good time.
Yay! We should post some Twitter After Dark pictures.
Oh, yes, because I can do it on Mobi.
Okay. I can just take some on my laptop and upload them. Sounds good.
Mr. Hood Riders, the Motor Club, Hertz National. He needs to tell me his name. Hold on, matter of fact, he on the line.
Everybody follow me on Twitter, loser.
Okay, why won't this shit act right?
Give everybody my Twitter name so they can follow me.
Follow?
So they can.
At THA. Capital T H A, capital B L A C K, capital K, then capital D, then A H L I A. The black.
The capitals don't matter.
Yeah, the black. Follow her ass and harass the fuck out of her.
Yes, I love to be harassed. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh, wait a minute, Rich Hurt. Damn, you know I've unmuted you and you're on the line. Rich Hurt. That name sounds like you be laying some.
Rich Hurt.
Yeah.
Not Richard, but Rich Hurt. And, you know, Richard is the longer form of dick, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah. So, Rich. And Brooklyn niggas got long money. Hurt. So, fucking him hurt. Like, on several different occasions. I'm coming to Brooklyn. I'm coming to Brooklyn. That's all to it. I always get the best dick in Brooklyn. No disrespect to Queens. I won't fucking leave it from the Bronx. But Brooklyn...
You said you will or you won't?
I won't.
Why?
Because Bronx niggas grimy as fuck.
Oh, I was in New York for 5 days, and I was in Manhattan, so I don't really know. I've never had no New York dick.
Harlem niggas is lame, and they let Dipset represent them, and that's like the poorest motherfuckers to choose.
Dipset.
Freaky! I was like, freaky. You know, like, oh. I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm getting off the air because I have to go to work in the morning. And
I got to cook and clean and get ready for my man to get home.
Haven't even ate dinner yet. Damn it.
Who?
Me.
I suggest you fix you something. Because we going to have dinner, then I'm going to be dessert.
Okay, I can just get a voice note because I want to know what you sound like when you're getting beat up.
I sound like this. Yes, this is great. Thank you so much.
Bitch,
I'll be so loud.
Girl, I know. Everybody knows my fucking name or his name. You know, no, his name. And then if the neighbors don't know your name, you didn't do your fucking job.
I'm that person that'll ask you a question, be like, it feels good, baby? And then if you don't say nothing, I'll stop and be like, I said, does it feel good? Okay. And keep going.
Man, let me ask you a question. And you don't answer. Get the fuck off, bitch. Right motherfucking now. Get your ass off.
It's not that he doesn't want to. It's just that he's concentrating on other things.
Uh-uh.
Because my ass is smacking so loud, he can't hear me.
Oh.
It'd be a lot of clapping.
Oh, thank you. I like to ask some questions. Like, babe,
I do too. I got to speak up, though.
Like, when you're nutting, I need you to give me a description. Like, can you, like, describe? Because I know what my nut feels like, but I want to know what your nut feels like. And, like,
yeah.
When
feels
I
like,
how does it feel on your dick? Like, do you feel an extra, like, I just get into such in-depth questions to where he'd just be like, oh, shit.
What?
Yeah.
He'd be like, you be asking, like, during sex?
Yeah.
Oh, see.
Because some motherfuckers, I be wanting to throw them off balance so they can fuck up so I can have a reason to push the motherfuckers off me.
See, I be like... I don't know. It just depends. Like, if we having a rough-ass moment, then, like, it really be hard for me to talk. Like, I'd just be concentrating on my breathing.
Yeah.
That, yes. And I don't know. It's just something about, like, when a man's hands grip your hips and, like, he just bringing you back on it, you know, that shit just. It fucking gets me, like, every time. Or, like, if he hitting from the back and he spreads your ass cheeks and, like, lift them up and just...
Oh, he did.
Digging it. All in it. I'd be like,
Girl. Okay. You know what? I'm done with you, because... I...
Man, I'd be... And the thing is, like, after sex, like, I don't know, I get, like, a fucking big boost of energy. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, it depends. If I can,
like,
just pop right up after fucking you, you didn't do a good job.
See, I guess I'd be so happy. It lifts my spirit.
That's because you love your man.
Not all the time, though.
Okay, but you love your man. I don't love these hoes. No, just like
But you getting... Well, shit, I don't know. I like to role play, so it ain't like you getting the same pussy every night.
Well, you know what? I'm going to role play and act like Nicki Minaj, and I'm going to be like...
No, because if I bust out with some, he's going to be like, what the fuck? Nicki Minaj be like four different people. Nah, I'm good.
Oh, my God. Then I'll probably bang my head against the bed and then get a knot on my forehead so my forehead would be like raised, and I'm be like, I'm Rihanna right now, because you know that bitch.
You are so foolish. I am not playing with you.
I be like, pun the replay.
Hey, Mr. D, they so pun the replay. You're foolish. Oh, hush, little boy.
Go take care of little man. I'm going to eat because I'm hungry, and then I have to go to work in the morning.
All right, girl.
I love you, and we're going to be back on Friday, and we're going to play on Twitter tomorrow because I don't got to go to work so I can be up late and everything like that.
Sounds great. Everybody,
tonight.
Follow us on Twitter because we don't act crazy. We don't act like our normal fucking foolish selves. So,
exactly.
Who wouldn't want to experience that?
Exactly. Just like who wouldn't want to experience felony, misdemeanor, capital punishment, lethal head. I mean, all of that.
Exactly. And most likely, I'm going to be tweeting after, you know.
I'm going to tweet while I'm getting so big.
After I work my magic.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If I get lovey-dovey, y'all can slap me and be like, bitch.
It'll be over.
I'm just kidding.
Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in and riding the chocolate wave with me and my freaky co-host, Dahlia, that's a bad influence on me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right, and I'm going to make sure whoever I'm with, I'm going to see if I can stay with them until the 4th of July and see if I really need to declare my independence. And when if I should decide not to fuck with them anymore, I'm going to let them know that it was Dahlia's decision. She said I could do better.
I'm just saying you can do better. That's what you need to play next show.
Oh,
JoJo, Marvin's Room.
Oh, yes. There's so many different versions of that.
But JoJo's is good. I like hers.
Oh, JoJo? The little white
girl? Mm-hmm. Little white girl.
Get out. Yeah.
Yes, her. She did her thing.
Got you. Sammy did his thing on that, too. Like, ooh, Sammy got
it. I gotta hear it. I didn't hear his.
What?
Yeah, I didn't hear his, girl.
Are you serious?
That's a heart attack.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna do this for you. Then we get in the hell on out of here. This song is gonna take us out. So, here we go.
I'm just saying you can do better. We were. though we bust that fight, we can make it through whatever. So why you playing with him? Yeah. Don't get me wrong, girl, I like to party. Flirt a little bit, take shots off the body. But I'm a compromise, cause I don't want another nigga sliding inside with mine. And my stomach hurt. With all of that shit, got a nigga feeling sick. And my stomach hurt. Fuck that nigga that you love so bad. We broke up, but girl, I want you back. Fuck that nigga that you think you found. And when I see him, girl, it's going down. I ain't playing with him, no. I'm just saying you can do better. We were better. And though we first had five, we can make it do whatever. So why are you playing with it? Yeah.
I know I'm talking crazy. It's about God. Pardon me. Yeah. They say you never miss your water till your well's dry. And if that's what you meant to do, then baby, bullseye. Would have thought that you would go from my lover to being with another, some other, another. But I'll be damned if I sit back and let this shit flow. I hope the money got insurance, baby, Geico. Because my house is not a home and I hate sleeping alone. And you don't ring my phone, that's a no-go. I know I screwed up and you chucked the deuces. Maybe, just maybe, this drunk talk is useless. But maybe, baby, we can use this to bring us back together. Leave the past and see the future. Cause to be honest, girl, these groupies don't betray me. And gold diggers are costly and it's so damn hard to tame them. And I'm young, handsome, and famous. So really, can you blame them with the reputation to uphold this pressure? Is insane. I'm hurting, baby. I can't lie. I'm love drunk. Don't say goodbye. I know you love them. You really love them. You really love them. But baby, fuck them.
Fuck that nigga that you love.
So you can see when I say that.
We broke up, but
you're not what you had.